Good morning.
Love Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Unified Caring, Caring Moments podcast. UCA Caring knows no bounds. We endeavor to be wherever caring is needed and help create caring communities everywhere. Please be sure to follow us on Twitter at Unified Caring and check out our website, www.unifiedcaring.org, to see the many ways you personally can benefit by becoming a member. And now, here's the show.
Wow, what a way to kick off a Thursday morning. We had some server issues, but I'm glad that we're in. Good morning, this is Karen with the Caring Moments podcast, and my special guest this morning is April. April, good morning, love. How are you today?
I'm great, Karen. How are you?
Good. I'm good, thank you. Oh, my God, that was just like a wacky Wednesday thing a day late, wasn't it?
Yeah, right? And we're bringing in October 1st, so there you go.
Oh, yes, you're going to have some good energies, apparently. That was really kind of fun.
Yeah.
As you, you know, go through and, you know, you're in panic mode because you know you're supposed to be going live and you log into your show and it says, oh, their server is down. It's like, oh, no. Well, it's a good thing we had a backup anyway, right?
Exactly.
Right. Okay, so let's get into the store. I love the Unified Caring store. I absolutely do. And I see that you have something, and I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, this is new for fall, the soulful cooking package that you put together. Is that correct?
Yeah,
or is that
is.
Something that was already there and I didn't see it?
Well, Karen, we did mention it last time, but it wasn't all put together yet. So, yes, this is a brand new, yeah.
Good, good. So let's talk about this incredible package.
Yeah, so we have a wonderful fall new care package. And so I designed this because when you think about fall, you think about the fall, you know, the leaves are falling down. You're thinking of cooking. I like to say you're kind of nesting. You're getting ready. You're getting into the winter. So you're making, on the stove making soups and all these great recipes and whatnot. So I figured putting a package together to kind of symbolize that would be great. So this is called the Cooking for the Soul package. And so
nice.
So this is a list of, I think, things that need to be put into making all these fresh and wonderful meals for yourself, for a company that comes, because, you know, you're getting into the holidays and people are starting to come in, you know, from out of town or whatnot and coming to visit. So, I put this package together, and this package includes it's kind of old fashioned but new fashioned. It comes with a denim apron. It's super, super, super cute, Karen. Yeah. And it also comes with it's a really cute apron. And it also comes with a vintage looking salt and pepper shaker. Because, you know, you always need to add a little spice to your recipes.
Right.
And I love this. This was a great product when we got it into the store. And it's called Growing Wishes Cheer Herbs. So this is a really great... It's called Growing Wishes Cheer Herbs, Karen. So what it is they're herbs. Yeah, herbs that you can grow inside or you can grow in your house or if you happen to have a greenhouse that you can grow them and you can grow them all year round. And these are spices that, of course, you want to add to your recipes. And what's really nice about them is that it comes with basil, oregano, sage, garlic chives, dill, and thyme. And these cheer herbs have like a little special meaning behind them. So when you're growing them, you're actually creating a wish. So for the basil, it has harmony. So you're gonna wish on harmony for your basil. Or for your oregano, you're gonna wish for peace. And so when you have the sage, you're having gratitude. And the garlic chives, you have laughter. For the dill, you have cheer. And when you have time, you have health. And so it's really inspirational, these cheer herbs too. So it's like you're creating wishes inside of your meals too, your additive to your meals, which makes it really meaningful, especially.
Oh, I totally agree. I love putting, you ever notice like when you're cooking, when you're mad, your food tastes terrible every single time, hands down, because you're putting all that energy into your food and it's just disgusting and it really will. So, but I want to know about when you're talking about these, the growing wishes, cheerful herb garden, when you say that you pray, is that what you said? So tell me what this looks like so that you can get this harmony into this herb, because I'm assuming that you're putting it, the seeds in the water in like a little pot, and you're going to grow it on a windowsill somewhere. But as you're doing it, are you holding it and thinking, like, you know, are you thinking about, you know, putting your intentions into the pot? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, yeah, you're putting your intentions into when you're putting it in the pot and you're growing it and you're seeing
it
every day too.
Oh, okay. All right, I understand.
Yeah, Karen, and they come in a nice little, I guess you can say it's kind of like a little tin, and each one of the little seeds has like a little design on the top where it says, you know, harmony for basil, peace for oregano, and they come in each little individual pins too, and it comes with a little wind stake and a little pencil too, and so it's very beautiful. I really loved it when we purchased these for the Caring Community store. So right. I thought that these would be a great addition to this wonderful care package. And also, you know, when you're cooking, you definitely need to have like a little pot holder and a little dish towel. And so we have a little pot holder dish towel set that goes along with this care package. And of course we have the wonderful Care to Casualty cookbook. And this cookbook, I have to say, Karen, it's absolutely amazing. It's a spiral bound cookbook and the letters are really big, easy to read, and all the recipes are in one page. They're all just one page recipes.
I need big letters, easy to read, honey. So thank you for thinking of, you know, people with, you know, eyesight that's going. I think that with this cookbook. What's your favorite recipe in here?
My favorite recipe is, well, actually, I made it last week. It was the chicken soup recipe. It was very, very tasty, Karen. Very good. I've tried a lot of great recipes on this, too. I love it. They're quick. They're easy. They're simple. It's easy to read, easy to assemble, put together. And I just think that this cookbook, along with all these great items, would just be a great special gift to not only yourself, but to give the gift of caring to somebody else, give the gift of the cooking for your soul package, even to somebody else, especially in this time of the year, you know, in the world right now, we're still going through COVID. We're still, you know, now we're getting into elections and holidays and whatnot. So when you have something all like that put together in a bundle, it just makes it so much easier to.
Right. It's a great gift to give and receive. I totally agree. I love it.
Totally.
I love 100%,
Karen.
Yeah. And it looks like all the pages are, do they have like that, like in the cookbook, like you can just easily wipe down the pages?
Yeah, definitely.
Right?
They're easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they're really easy to wipe down. Like I said, each recipe, I can actually just get it out right now, Karen, while I'm just talking to you here.
Yeah, I was making something from my crock pot yesterday, but it was out of a little cookbook that you buy at the supermarket. And and I set my crock pot top on top of it, and all of the steam and water just kind of disintegrated my book. So that's why I want to know. Is this book Karen proof?
Yeah.
I just want to know that.
Oh, no, this
cookbook. Welcome to my life.
This cookbook is definitely Karen proof. I will say that 100%. So, right when you open up the book, Karen, it's the Care of the Casualty cookbook. You open it right in. It just kind of tells you the information about the book. There's also, butter, salt, sugar, heavy cream substitutes. It converts teaspoons into pounds and ounces and whatnot. It's always going to give a blessing before you eat, especially if it's from an animal, if you choose to do that. And then it just has, if you need to bake, baste, beat, they're just special instructions on what you need to do per recipe. It has, this recipe book has, poultry, beef and pork recipes, fish and seafood, pasta, noodles, vegetable dishes, rice varieties, vegetarians, lots of soups recipes. Like I said, I made the chicken soup recipe, and me and my boyfriend just absolutely loved it. As we're getting into the holiday seasons, we're always thinking about baking. So there's wonderful, great one-page recipe desserts that are just easy to read, cake recipes, icings, cookies, pies, we get into breakfast stuff, pancakes, French toast, muffin, bread, which is boyfriend's favorite. Yeah. Salad.
Yeah, no, I'm hungry. Thank you, honey.
Yeah, you know, right, me too. Talking about all this food, it makes me hungry. There's special.
It's cold and rainy here today, so now I want some.
Yeah, and then there's a bunch of sauce recipes, just kind of little miscellaneous stuff and pages to take notes. I wish I can, show everybody and take a picture, but definitely check out the Caring Community Store. It's on our website and, available for you to take home.
Sure. Now, the website is unifiedcaring.org.
Click
the store. Definitely .org. Just click the store link, and it will take you to a page where you can easily navigate and get through, to anything that you're selling. And it brings you up to this great big page that can take you to where everything is just, easily categorized. And so that's what I really love about shopping through the store. So the cookbook, this month's featured care package, I think is absolutely phenomenal. And it is a gift that, we would love to either A, give and B, both give and receive. I think it's a fabulous idea. So as far as giving and receiving, one of another that I think is a fabulous gift to give and receive, and actually I did last year to some very special people in my life, I gave journals. I think journals are a real connector to our thought-mind process, right? And and writing things out. So you have a great collection of journals. Let's go through some of these journals that you have.
Yeah, Karen, up here on the website right now, we do have six great journals to choose from. We can go down the list here. So we have a gratitude journal for men. So it's a daily gratitude journal just to kind of, for men to be grateful for what they have, or just to write any thoughts or any inspirations, anything that's going on in their life of the day, and to be able to mark it down in a book and kind of go back. I know a gentleman friend of mine that passed away last year, he, for 40 years, he wrote in a journal every single day, experiencing his day, his life, you know, and him and his wife had an argument or whatnot, they figured out how to fix it, and then he was able to go back, like, years, and if they had the same argument or same disagreement, they were able to go back and see what did they do to be able to solve it, or what was it that I did that day.
Right. But what a great legacy to this gentleman who did this for 40 years. Mm-hmm. What an amazing thing to go back for his family, to go back 40 years ago and see what he was thinking and doing, and, you know, and then fast forward maybe a year later or 10 years later to see what's maybe shifted, right? Mm-hmm. That is absolutely beautiful. I wish everybody did. Both my parents have passed. My dad had some recordings that he had done on these little itty-bitty mini cassette tapes, also on reel-to-reel. My dad was old school. And I don't have a reel-to-reel player. I probably should find one or have somebody convert them for him. But to this day, I can't listen to them. And he's been gone 20-some years. He passed. He's only 58. You know, but I just can't. But if the stuff that he has written, I read, and I read over and over again. But the listening portion, you know, one day I'll listen. But, you know, but my mom did not have any of that. So all I have in my in my memories of my mom are my memories. And sometimes those are, you know, skewed with whatever, right? So, but this, what this gentleman did is probably the greatest gift he could ever give his family for years to come after he's gone and can be passed down, you know. And I love this idea. I absolutely love his idea, and I love this journal.
Yeah, it's so funny. I was looking at this journal, and it made me think of this gentleman, and it just came to me right instantly. So I'm glad that I was able to share that. And like you said, it can give a gentleman just that sense of, you know, whether you're starting now, later in your life, you know, it really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what age you are, to just start writing things down. And especially it gets something to look back on, even in these times that we're living in now. Something to give your kids or grandkids and being like, hey, I experienced this. You know, I went through 2020 and experienced all this. So, hey, we're surviving it, right?
I'm going to make a t-shirt that says I lived through 2020 and all I got was a t-shirt.
Right? I love it.
I think that's what we're going to do. We'll sell them on the store.
Perfect.
Exactly. I think journals truly, 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 it also helps you work out issues, right? So sometimes it's really better to not run your mouth, and I have a tendency to do that, but it's really better to not, you know, to just take a breath and walk away. Right. And in all honesty, that is what I do. I don't really engage. If somebody's upset, I let people cool down. But when I'm the one that's upset, it is better, I think, for me personally, and I'm sure for everybody, I don't think I'm any different, to just pause for a moment, walk away.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then just go sit and work it out in paper.
Right.
Right? Just work it out.
Definitely.
And it's your own private thoughts. You know, this gentleman probably didn't think, you know, that his whole 40 years would be passed down through his family, because it is personal and private, right? But, you know, but it is important, I think, when things are going kind of catawampus during the day, to just pause for a moment and then just go right. And then you get down you get through the first layer of gunk to get to the real meeting, so that you're really calm. And, you know, focused when you do decide to reengage. I think journals are perfect for that as well.
Definitely. Yeah.
All right, so we have the 1 minute gratitude journal. Let's talk about that.
Yeah,
we
do have a 1 minute gratitude journal, just to kind of write, you know, just taking 1 minute, Karen, and just saying, you know what am I grateful for today? And, you know, And I can even just say that right now, you know, I'm grateful that I get to work here at Unified Caring Association. I'm grateful that I get to have this conversation with you, Karen. You know, I'm grateful that we're being part of making a difference in this world, you know, amongst
right.
helping ourselves. And
right.
That's it, just little things like that, that you can just jot down and be like, this is what I'm grateful for today.
Right.
And
exactly.
It's just quick little reminder. And, you know,
right.
and that's something,
well,
yet again, you can write, go back 40 years or 10 years and went for and be like, okay, October
right.
1st, 2020, this is what I was grateful for today.
A working server.
Yeah, a working server on October 1st on this full moon of Aries, right? Yes.
Right, I'm grateful for that. Must be some magic afoot somewhere. But no, I really dig that. See, because I do, I'll sit and do my gratitude at the end of the day. Because you know, no matter
mm-hmm.
how crazy a day gets, and we all know these are crazy times, and emotions are, you know, really high in a lot of places. And it's nice to just
right.
again pause and center yourself and write down at the end of the day, you know, the highlights and the things that you're most grateful for, right?
Right.
And I also do like
mm-hmm.
a quick brain. I do one in my brain in the morning, you know, when I get out of bed, because I do
yeah.
get out of bed and I'm like, thank you.
Yeah.
Because getting out of bed is better than not getting out of bed. You know what I mean? So
definitely.
I do.
Yeah.
It's my very first thing in the morning, every morning I get up and I'm like, thank you, thank you, thank you. And that
yeah.
actually changes my energy through the day. I find that on the days that, for whatever reason, I'm sluggish or, you know, for whatever reason that I haven't done it, when I do it, it just, like,
mm-hmm.
changes absolutely everything. But I like to go through my day at night. And you know, I'm grateful
yeah.
for the people in my life. I'm grateful for the conversations that I've had. I'm grateful for, you know, the great food that I made. Or,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm grateful for the people who do the food, so that it gets from wherever it started to me, you know, and all
definitely.
The people in between, from farm to processing to supermarket to the checkout to my house, you know what I mean? So those
definitely.
Types of things, you know, I just, you know, however my day went, I'll sit there and I'll just reflect and write what I'm grateful for at the end of my day. And then that gives me something to, you know, better sleep on, because it's horrible to listen to any kind of news or anything negative before you go to
right.
sleep. It truly is, and been proven over and over
oh,
again.
Yeah.
But so that is a great, I love this. I love this 1 minute gratitude journal. I'm going to have to get
yeah.
one.
Yep.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like I need to get one as well.
Yeah, I do. I need one. And my other one is, you know, I got like, I don't know, let me just flip through. I got maybe 20 pages left in my current journal, which has like a beautiful mermaid on the cover of it, but
ooh,
yeah, she's gorgeous. The only thing I
oh,
didn't
yeah,
like
talk
about it is that there's no lines
that?
In it.
Oh
right?
No!
Yeah.
Okay.
So, so it's like, all right. So am I slanting up, down, or you know, maybe if I could just learn to write like in, you know, like some sort of circle or something, that would be fun. Maybe I'll just do that. Because there's zero lines to keep me, you know, to keep my writing straight. But, no, I love this. I love this idea. So what else do you think is a great thing as we kick off fall and Aries and full moon? What else do you think?
Okay. Well, we also have the gratitude journal for women, too, which goes kind of
oh, okay.
with the gratitude for men.
Okay.
So with this journal is, you know, instead of having the 1 minute, this one could be
right.
the gratitude where you take 5 minutes. So find happiness and peace in 5 minutes a day. So I love this, Karen, because, and that's just it, like you were saying at night, if we can all just take 5 minutes, 5 minutes out of our day and just say, hey, I am grateful. I am grateful for this today. I, like you said, Karen, I'm grateful for the food. However, how it came to you, the food that came to nourish your body, the conversations that you had today, you're grateful for your health, your family, whatever it may be. It's, I for anybody, not only just us, Karen, but for anybody, how important it is. It sets your energy. It sets your mood. It sets your daily, it's like your daily aura. It's like, what am I grateful for today? How,
right.
What,
well,
or,
even if you're
what,
having like a, just like a day, anytime,
yeah.
You can then look back and say, okay, what am I grateful for? That will also shift your mood. Right,
definitely.
It's all about. 100%. I mean, really, unified caring is all about self care, you know, and
yep.
Anything that you, if you're in a bad mood, which you know can then transcend out to everybody that you're involved with, when you realize
right.
it, sit down and you know write what you're grateful for,
definitely.
What makes you happy, and see if that doesn't you know challenge yourself to change it. Right, but these are great
100%.
Ideas. I love these books, and I love how people can use them. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then we also have three more, too. These are just plain, you know, lined. We could say Karen proof. These are lined.
Yes, exactly. Unless Karen wants to learn how to write in a circle.
Right.
Great. Yay. Karen proof. Here's another T-shirt.
Karen
proof.
Right. Karen proof.
Right, 100% Karen proof. How about that? Exactly.
So we have three more journals here, and on the front of this one, it's got like a beach theme. It's really pretty, and it says, "Find what brings you joy, and
right.
go there."
Right, right.
So it's what I like about journaling is it doesn't even have to be your daily thoughts, Karen. It could be,
right.
you could write a story. You could write a fantasy. You could be like, I'm going here today, and I'm going to write
right,
about
right.
it. You know what? I'm going
exactly.
to the beach today. This is, I'm having this Mai Tai on the beach, or I'm, you know what I mean? I'm going to go snorkeling with the dolphins, or you know what? This is, I'm going to paint a picture of what I'm doing today.
Right. Right.
And that's what I love about journaling. And so there's that journal, and then there's somewhere that goes along with there too. This is somewhere where I'm going to go today. This
right.
is where my mind's going to take me today. And then
right.
the last one is make the world a kinder journal. This goes along with our caregivers. We put this journal in our caregivers package as well. So.
Right, right.
Yeah, you're caring for somebody
yeah.
else, so you're already
great.
Making the world a little kinder. So
they
yeah.
are. Well, we're down to the last 30 seconds, so I do appreciate
okay.
you checking in with us today with regard to what's happening at the community store. Now, Unified Caring Association, which I'm not
mm-hmm.
sure if everybody knows, it is a nonprofit organization which offers both
yep.
members and non-members alike affordable, unique gifts for yourself or
right.
someone you love. Now, gearing toward the importance of self-care, you will find among other treasures the journals, the health monitoring, the books, reflective cards,
yes.
and much more. Now, purchases from Help Our Community Outreach, which is the core of our hearts, the Care Partner Projects, assisting in nonprofits to create meaningful change in the world through UCA Caring Projects, which focus on creating improvements through caring in areas of children, animals, reforestation, and the elderly. April, thank you so much. Please visit unifiedcaring.org. And my many apologies, April, for our little, you know, are we on or are we not on today? Oh, I do appreciate your patience. I love having
We're
you.
We're good, Karen.
And,
thank you.
Yeah, we'll have to have you back like the first Thursday of every month, and we can check out what's going on at the store. How about that?
I love that, Karen.
We'll make it a date. Okay.
Yes, we
you
will.
Have a great day. Have a great day.
You
have
as well.
Have a blessed weekend, and shine on, sweetheart. All right?
Thank you very much, Karen.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys, that's it. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Again, my apologies that the server was down. We're trying to get in, but everything worked out. Life is good. Enjoy your day.